Country Club FM.
It's Bob Almanac time. Today, Thursday, May 14th. 134th day of the year. And let's start it out, 1804. This was a significant day in history because this is the day, as far as the exploration of the area west of the Mississippi, Lewis and Clark expedition left St. Louis. Thus, that's why they kind of called it the gateway to the west. I think they've got an arch there in St. Louis. It's a mission to explore the northwest from the Mississippi to the Pacific Ocean. Sacagawea, their Indian guide would be with them as well.
I wonder when they set out how long they thought this was going to take. What did they take, you know, provisions for a year? I mean, they knew it was going to be a while.
Right, right. They'd have to also fend for themselves on the way, finding food and shelter and all those things as well.
It was impressive.
Sacagawea was certainly
she was key.
Without value. I mean, she was priceless when it came to the ability to help out them make their way all the way to the Pacific. And they did make it to the Pacific, from what I understand.
She was their MasterCard, really. I mean, you know.
She could deal with the natives, the Native Americans, and talk to them and relate and all that stuff. 1804. How about this date in 1878? Oh, you got to be kidding me. Thought I had this fixed. Yeah, I hate Windows 11. I just don't get it.
It's the Wonder Jelly. Vaseline Petroleum Jelly.
It's a Wonder Jelly.
As a lip shiner, leather refiner, in a first aid kit, it conditions a mitt.
It's a Wonder Jelly.
Like a dry skin cream, a foot soft.
So Vaseline was first sold on this date. And Vaseline is like the Kleenex or the Velcro or the roller blades. They are the one of those products that the product actual brand name becomes the name of the item, right?
Yep.
You buy petroleum jelly, everybody just calls it Vaseline, right?
Yes.
For the most part. So it's the Wonder Jelly. Neil, when's the last time you've used some Wonder Jelly?
Well, not that long ago.
Yeah, it's handy stuff.
I keep it around, just in case.
When you need something greasy, Vaseline, developed by Robert A. Chesbro in Pennsylvania. And, of course, they've come out with all kinds of line, lip balm and hand lotion and all kinds of stuff. But it started with petroleum jelly.
I might encourage Simeon Woods Richardson to carry a little Vaseline for him.
Oh, yeah. El Vaseline, exactly. Like Ed Harris from Major League, exactly. He'd have slippery substances hidden in a number of body places on his... So, 1878, Vaseline. And I do believe it's petroleum jelly. I believe it is still made out of real petroleum. That's something... We do need fossil fuels
for
Vaseline.
Yeah.
1878. How about 1968 this date?
Now McDonald's family restaurants have America's favorite dessert on the menu, hot apple pie, like you've never seen or tasted before. Tender, flaky pastry, plump full of tart sliced apples, and spiced like homemade apple pie. Try it at McDonald's, your kind of place.
McDonald's introduced the apple pie here this date, and of course, burn units at local hospitals had to go on full alert. Where else can you go buy something where you need a skin graft shortly after eating it?
There was molten lava encased in those things.
When they call it hot apple pie, they're not lying.
That was an underselling.
Not making that up. So that was 1968. How about 1998?
So what is the deal with the yard? I mean, when I was a kid, my mother wanted me to play in the yard. But of course, she didn't have to worry about my next door neighbor, Tommy, sticking a shiv in my thigh. And what's with the lockdown? Why do we have to be locked in ourselves? Are we that bad that we have to be sent to prison? In prison? You would think the weightlifting and the sodomy is enough.
Yeah, the final scene from the final Seinfeld. They're in prison because they didn't help a guy when he was being mugged. And there was a Good Samaritan law on the books and wherever they were, in Connecticut or New Hampshire or somewhere upstate there. And it's the fourth most watched finale in the history of television.
Right.
And MASH, Cheers, and everybody forgets The Fugitive. Fugitive is number three.
Oh, wow.
You were on for
okay.
The Fugitive. I don't think we'll ever see that again, obviously. Just everything is spread out so much now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not TV anymore. How many people watch the finale of Stranger Things or some of these very popular streaming shows, yeah. Game of Thrones? You'd have to go look. I think they release stats on that. And a lot of people didn't like the final Seinfeld. I was okay with it, and the more I think about it, I like it even more because there were so many funny side characters and people they made fun of and all this stuff, and they probably thought, how can we bring them back? Well, let's put the four goofballs on trial and then have all these people come back and testify in that trial.
Okay.
And that's what they did.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, well, I didn't watch it much.
No. Why is the finale of Gunsmoke not in the top five?
Well, that's a whole story.
That's
a segment. None of the guys in the Gunsmoke knew that the show was ending.
Was it one of those shows? Right. It had been on for 20 years.
Surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so if they don't know it's a finale, there's nothing special about it.
And
so,
people were upset about that.
Right. Gunsmoke Talk here on Bob FM, brought to you by. And now let's get into some birthdays now.
Movie theme time.
George Lucas, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, probably his two most famous gifts to cinema history. And this, of course, Indiana Jones. Star Wars got him where he's going. If Star Wars bombs, we probably don't hear ever again of George Lucas.
It did not.
Because that's where he made his money and got going. Yeah. George Lucas today is 82. We've got some pretty good directors and producers today. Because Robert Zemeckis on our list as well.
Wow.
And, of course, one of our favorites, as always, is Back to the Future.
Yes.
Robert Zemeckis is 74, but he also did Forrest Gump and A Christmas Carol, Beowulf, Monster House, and there were others as well. So that's
Passed Away, I think. You
Robert, yeah, name. Yeah. So he's on our list today as being 74 years old. Got some music here now as well. So when you hear this song, what do you think of?
The fish.
Big mouth Billy Bass. Yeah.
This was a real hit song.
Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Talking Heads.
Remember the name of
David Byrne, the lead singer of Talking Heads. They also were burning down the house there at one point in time. So David Byrne is 74 here today. We have Tim Roth. He was the guy, you didn't want to lie around him because he knew you were lying because he was on that show, Lie to Me. Good show.
Shame, shame, and shame. Contempt. These expressions are universal. Emotion looks the same whether you're a suburban housewife or a suicide bomber. The truth is written on all our faces.
Yeah, he could tell.
Because
everybody has a tell. Apparently, that looks like a show that I would have enjoyed watching. I never watched it. I knew the premise, and I know Tim Roth. You know, he's been in other things, most notably Reservoir Dogs, Planet of the Apes remake, and also a few of the Hulks. He was in the most recent one that had the Hulk, the Red Hulk. He was in that.
Oh, okay.
Because he turns into the Abomination, Neil. You know, the Abomination, that was one of Hulk's, the Incredible Hulk's arch enemies, the Abomination.
Okay. Yes.
So that was Tim Roth. He is 65 today on our birthday list. We have one half of Milli Vanilli here today. The one took their own life, sadly, Rob Paletus. And Fab Morin is the other one, Morvin. And if my computer will work, I can... Neil recently upgraded to Windows 11. Windows and Microsoft, they are evil. They just, okay, we're going to stop supporting this. Well, we know this operating system works just fine. It's working great. But
we need more money.
I'm a bit bitter.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And my videos aren't, and I looked it up. There's some things you can do to it, but I thought I had fixed it by switching from Google Chrome over to Firefox. It was fine yesterday. Now it's glitchy again.
No, it is glitchy.
So I hate that. I mean, it's glitchy enough. You and I are glitchy enough. We don't need technical glitches as well. So a fab of Milli Vanilli. What we just heard there, he really wasn't singing. Those are other singers that did that. 60 here today for Fab. Step by step. This one started on time. One of the new kids on the block. So that's Danny Wood.
Okay.
He's one of the new kids on the block. Before you had your NSYNC and your Backstreet Boys, new kids on the block were the ones that kind of established the whole thing years earlier. He's 57. Mark Zuckerberg, he got rich on people's private information pretty much. Maybe at the beginning he wanted to invent, just a way to network and stay in touch with people. Then he realized, oh, wait a minute. I can collect people's habits and their personal information and what they like and what they're looking for, and I can sell that to third-party people for advertising and information so they can market to these people.
I mean, genius, mega rich, but somewhat evil. Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg is 42 today. He does his best. I mean, what else is he going to do? He came up with this thing. You take advantage of it, right? You're going to try and make as much money as possible.
I guess.
And he's made money probably for other people, too. So I bet he has. There's had to have been some trickle down. How about Dustin Lynch today? Dustin Lynch, the country singer.
I've got boots and she's got wings. I'm hell on wheels and she's heavenly. I'd die for her and she lives for me. Cowboys and angels.
Dustin Lynch, Cowboys and Angels, probably my favorite song of his.
That's a good tune.
Yeah, it is. What do you think of Dustin Lynch?
I think he's got a good voice. Yeah, he does a nice job.
Rob Gronkowski, by the way, Dustin Lynch is 41.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me no, that not real money. Like...
From the Tom Brady roast, they gave Gronk a hard time, and he was okay with it. He was laughing at himself. Of course, a multi-Super Bowl, five-time Pro Bowl selection. How many Super Bowls did he win with? Was he with them the whole time? Because he left for a while, and then Brady had him come back. And didn't he have him then come to Tampa Bay with him?
Tampa Bay,
so he won a Super Bowl there. Actually, I just found it says four. Four Super Bowls for Gronk.
That's pretty good.
Rob Gronkowski, tight end, 37 today. And speaking of those roasts, they just did one with Kevin Hart. It's on Netflix. I got to watch it.
Oh, I'll bet.
Those can be a little crude. If you can't handle crudeness, don't watch. But crude is my middle name.
It's no holds barred when you do those, for sure.
Gronk is 37.
Gone but not forgotten today. Where would we be without Forbes magazine? We wouldn't have it without Bertie Charles Chuck Forbes, born on this day, 1880. We remember Herbert Morrison, radio correspondent, born on this day, 1905.
Oh, 400 or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the flame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the furniture.
You know, if I'm his news director back at the station, I go, hey, get a grip, guy. Get a grip. Come on, report on it. Can't be that emotional. Something's going on in front of you. You got to be a professional newsman. And oh, by the way, that's what I said when the Colorado Avalanche scored that game winner last night in overtime, I did end up saying,
"Humanity,
yeah,
the humanity."
Right. Herbert Morrison. Well, we just had the anniversary of that event.
Oh, that is true. That's why I've heard. And, I've heard that recently.
Yeah, in the last week, and then here it would have been his birthday. So that was, he was born on this day, 1905. One of our favorite character actors. He was not only, of course, Fred Rutherford on Leave It to Beaver, but he was Mel on the Dick Van Dyke Show. The great Richard, we call him Dick Deacon, 1921.
Rob. Hey, and speaking of fat chimneys.
Rob, may I disturb you for a minute?
A minute with you disturbs me for a month.
What was that? A clicker. My therapist suggested it to relieve my inner tensions, brought on by hostile insects.
Sad as that, Maury Amsterdam sent Dick Deacon to therapy.
I know. Well, he didn't pass up an opportunity to throw some verbal barbs at Dick Deacon.
Certainly
or
not.
Mel Cooley,
it was part of the good part of the show, actually.
It really was. Rosemarie and Maury Amsterdam constantly. And, of course, he was told to shut up on a number of occasions, I do believe. 1921. Hall of Fame singer Bobby Darin, 1936.
Who the shark be that has such teeth dead, and it shows them curly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie.
Grew up on Bobby Darin, had his album, The Bobby Darin Story.
Right.
Played it a lot at my house.
He won Grammy for Mac the Knife there, born on this day, 1936. Also was in some movies, some westerns, and did a little acting. Hall of Fame singer Bobby Darin, 1936. And our gone rapper of the day, Freaky, I don't know if it's Tay or Ta, I think it's Ta. Freaky Ta, born on this day, 1971. You remember him from The Lost Boys. And he is already sadly gone, and they all are, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Dolly Parton, Tennessee Homesick Blues, Black Hawk, There You Have It, or George Strait? Nobody plays more George Strait, and we could start out the Bobathon with You Know Me Better Than That.
We better go Black Hawk today.
Brought to you by Logan Companies.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG.